You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, and welcome to the Gardening in Canada podcast. I'm your host, Ashley, and I'm a soil scientist with an absolute love of both houseplants and gardening. I'm located in here in Canada, but honestly, all my tips and tricks work for anyone, anywhere in the world. So today's episode, we're talking about scarification versus vernalization. So let's just jump straight into it. Hello, hello, my beautiful plant people. How are you guys doing today? If you're new here, my name is Ashley, and I'm the host of Gardening in Canada. You can literally find the platform everywhere: YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and at www.gardeninginCanada.net. So if you are into planners or you want some planner gear, you want to support the podcast, go check out Amazon and or Etsy. I'll leave the links in the show notes. But nonetheless, there is a planner, there's a houseplant planner, and there's a garden planner. Go grab that. They are undated, so it doesn't matter when you grab them. They'll work for this year, next year, 2 years from now. I made it convenient because I'm also forgetful when it comes to using actual planners. Both books are different. They have different information in them. So I'm sorry about that. Completely my fault. Absent-mindedly put them together. And then I thought, oh, the gardeners probably would have liked this information. Oh, the houseplant people probably would have liked this information. So unfortunately, that's the way it is this year. But next year, I will update and combo them together. So today's podcast, we're talking about scarification and vernalization. This was a question that was asked by someone over on Instagram. And quite honestly, it's a great question because there is a ton of misinformation or confusion around these topics. So I want to look at each one separately and when to apply them. Now, over on YouTube, in a few weeks' time, I'm not sure when the video is going to get posted. Quite honestly, I schedule my videos weeks and weeks in advance, but I did just film a scarification vernalization video where I actually physically show you how to do both and step by step. So if the podcast verbally isn't enough for you, go check out the blog post that will be posted in regards to this concept and or the YouTube video. Again, Gardening Canada, just look it up on YouTube or hit up gardeningcanada.net. So with the scarification and vernalization, they're kind of the same thing. Vernalization is a little bit different. It applies not only just to the seed, but also to the plant itself. So when I say that, I mean that the plant can also be vernalized. And when a plant is vernalized, it simply is a decrease in temperature that causes a reaction of, oh no, I need to reproduce. So when this happens and the temperatures do decrease, vernalization takes place. The plant panics and it thinks, I need to spread seed. And so therefore, the flowers close up and pods set in and seeds begin to develop. So vernalization can be used for both seeds, but also for plants. So vernalization, I want you to think of as something that's taking place right now outside. It's really cold here in Canada, obviously. I think it's, you know, polar vortex time. So we're in and out of incredibly cold temperatures that then warm up simultaneously like 2 days later and give you a massive migraine. I digress. But right now, vernalization is taking place. So the plants, bulbs, and the seeds that exist in our soil right now are going through a very cold period in time. And those seeds need that cold period in time. They need to be put in a position where they're cold for XYZ number of months. Without that cold treatment, that vernalization, the plant doesn't actually know when to start sprouting again. So vernalization for seeds is simply a change in temperature that then causes a reaction to germinate. So with a majority of seeds here in Canada, we have vernalization of cold. So the cold temperature is what causes the tulip bulbs to warm up in the spring. Without that cold snap, the tulip never knows to wake up. So people in California, for example, can't grow plants that grow in zone 3 or zone 4 or zone 5 on the Canadian scale or on the USDA side as well. So they're unable to grow those because they can't vernalize them. So it's so funny we're having this discussion because out in California, those lucky gardeners there have to stick their tulip bulbs or their tiger lily bulbs in the freezer. So you think you have a nightmare having to put heat mats out. Those guys, they've got freezers over in their end. So just to put that into perspective. Now, the other side of vernalization, or the opposite side of vernalization, would be scarification. And we'll talk about that a little bit later here. But ultimately, vernalization is a cold snap or a cold period. And so some manufacturers, depending on your seed company or their instructions, they may not ever tell you to vernalize. And quite honestly, in fact, it's very rare that they will ask you to vernalize. And this is because they've done the vernalization for you. Now, if you've read online that the seed variety you have or the bulb variety you have does require vernalization, and so you're worried as to whether or not the manufacturer did it or they did it right or whatever the case is, you can re-vernalize. You can refreeze or recool that plant. You just obviously have to follow the parameters or the requirements that plant has to survive. But ultimately, if you choose to vernalize on your own, it's not going to hurt the plant, is bottom line. It's not going to hurt the seed. It's not going to hurt the plant. You're not going to get better results, but you're not going to harm anything. So it's something you can do. But a lot of the times, if the manufacturer of the bulb or the company of the bulb or the seed doesn't tell you to do it on the seed packet, it's likely they've already done it for you, and therefore you can just skip that step altogether. Now, scarification, that's a different story, guys. When it comes to scarification, I find that there are manufacturers out there that will require you to do some level of scarification.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So what is scarification? Well, it is basically an all-encompassing word that talks about weakening the seed coat, is what it comes down to. It's weakening the outer shell of the seed. And it's particularly used on plants that have a really tough outer seed coating. So a lot of gourds out there, birdhouse gourd, loofah, those ones do need scarification. Other ones I've seen is passion fruit. I've seen scarification needed in the sense of them as well. Now, when it comes to scarification, it doesn't simply need to be a taking of a nail clipper and actually clipping the seed. It could be scratching. It could be simply banging the seeds together. In the case of peas, that's what we do. We just bang the seeds together and open up the outer shell, because that is another one that needs scarification. Now, those ones they usually do for you, again, at the manufacturers. But nonetheless, it's something that needs to be done. And the other options could be something like soaking in cold water or placing in water and putting it in the fridge. All these things will help weaken that outer shell. In a lot of cases, chemicals need to be used. And these ones are most definitely done by the manufacturer. No manufacturer is going to ask you to have to go buy chemical just to get a seed to germinate. That's just not a thing. But it is something that is done on their end. And this is really, really common. Like, what is, you're probably thinking, well, what's the purpose of this? It's not like Mother Nature has toenail clippers on her belt and she's going around snipping all the seeds or whatever the case is. And you're right, she's not. But what it comes down to is the seed needs a way to stay not germinated, not growing until conditions are right. So what tells the seed that conditions are right? Well, it could be anything from being away from the mother plant, or in the case of vernalization, a warming up of the outdoors, whatever the case is. And with scarification, it generally is a sign that it has been moved. Meaning it has been moved away from the mother plant, it has been moved away from its community, and it's been done or it's been moved away through the process of digestion or being eaten by a critter of some sort. So with passion fruit seeds, for example, something or someone eats the passion fruit seed, they obviously go to the washroom, and then those seeds have scarification from the actual stomach acid, which would be that chemical that we now do that Mother Nature used to do for us. It's a great example. Another one is avocados. I mean, if you didn't know, avocados only exist because of the giant sloth who used to eat them and then whole and then have the back end, it come out the back end. And the reason it came out the back end and was able to germinate is because it went through the digestive process. Other ways that the plants can do it, or they know they've been moved, is because they've been stepped on, cracked open, or in the case of pine cones and conifer trees, we end up with a scenario where we need really, really high heat, such as a fire or really intense sun, in order to scarify or weaken that seed or the outer coating of the seed enough to allow for germination to happen. So these are really natural processes that need to take place. And the manufacturer is going to tell you the best way to get that seed going. So they're going to tell you to take a nail clipper to it. They're going to tell you to soak it in hydrogen peroxide. They're going to tell you put it in the fridge, whatever the case is, or they're going to say nothing. So when you're researching this and you're looking up things about your seed, or you're listening or reading to blogs or forums, you're quite often going to see that they may say, you need to do this, you need to take nail clippers to it. And then others may not mention the fact that you need to take nail clippers to it. And this is because the people saying they need nail clippers got their stuff from a supplier that says you need the nail clippers, and the other person got it from a supplier that's already done all the work for them. So that's ultimately the big difference. But the fact that you're listening to this podcast, or the fact that you're just becoming aware of this, is going to make you a better gardener, because from year to year, you're going to notice that different seeds have different requirements and different manufacturers have different and bizarre ways of asking you to plant them. And they're not necessarily wrong. So the different instructions on the back of every seed packet is not necessarily wrong. It is, however, just the way that the manufacturer is asking you to deal with them. Obviously, ones that have gone through the process of scarification or through the process of vernalization, they may be a little bit more expensive than the ones that haven't, because they did the work for you and they need to recuperate their costs for doing that work. So that's just something to keep in mind there as well. But that's all I have for you guys on vernalization and scarification. Like I said, check out the blog post, check out the YouTube video that's coming out, where I actually show you how to do a birdhouse gourd and a loofah. I'm in zone 3 and I am officially starting those today here in January. What the heck? I know I've lost my mind. But if you guys want to put a face to the name of the podcast, come visit me over on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, you name it. Send me a DM. let me know you found me through the podcast. I'd be so happy. So happy to hear from you. Also, sign up for the newsletter if you'd like to. I also will leave a link in the comment section or in the show notes below. Check that out. You can send me a voicemail. Yes, a voicemail over the internet, but still a voicemail that you don't have to leave your name, you don't have to leave your number, you don't have to leave any specifics, but you can ask me questions about plants, whether it be for house plants, whether it be for the garden, whether it be for soil science, plant science, you name it, or maybe you just want to leave me a nice little message, whatever the case is. You guys can do that, and I will be super happy to include you and your voice memo here on the podcast and answer your questions as well. Without further ado, I will talk to you guys next time. Have a happy time planting. Bye-bye.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big.